Jason, how would you assess just Taysom's improvement over the course of fall camp? Or was it a case where he didn't really have a lot of improvement?
No, he's improved. You know, we mainly focused on throwing from the pocket, and so he's been sharp, working on timing, decision-making, being decisive, being quick, getting the ball out fast. And so feel that that's gone well. I'm excited, you know, for this Saturday and see how he plays.
Do you feel like you've got a good gauge going into the game of what the run-pass balance will be with regards to Taysom and, you know, the play calling?
Well, some of that just depends on what the D does because of the run-pass options. And so, you know, a number of our plays can go either way, just depending on what the defense gives us. And so that's a little, you know, up in the air with how it plays out. But it will be, you know, kind of what we've done. Just scaling back a little bit, you know, on the running, but he'll still, you know, he'll still run, he'll still do what he, you know, does that way and make big plays.
How's your heart going to be the first time that he decides not to go out of bounds and tries to turn it upfield?
Well, we've totally emphasized that, obviously, is always getting out of bounds, getting down, but he'll be fine. I mean, he's going to, you know, he's trained hard, rehabbed, healthy, and he's going to have a great year.
How do you feel like he'll respond with that and the rest of the offense without Jamal Williams? Do you think you've had enough time now to go without him that you just...
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, been so many weeks working through fall camp where it just is what it is. And, you know, haven't really thought about it, you know, just kind of moved out beyond that point. Gives the other guys a great opportunity to step up and show what they can do. And I think you'll see Algie and Adam Hine particularly really breaking out, having a good year at the running back spot, and we'll see more Nate Carter, you know, in there. And then Francis Bernard's a young guy, will step in and have a little bigger role than he would have had earlier.
How many quarterbacks do you plan to travel, and do you rest on the third string quarterback?
Yeah, we actually travel most of them, okay, just because they help us with how we communicate on game day with our signaling and everything that way. But right now, the third's a little up in the air where we can rotate a couple guys, but yeah, we'll see if we ever get to that bridge. Hopefully not. Hopefully we never get to that point.
How's McCoy Hill doing now that he's back? And
you know, he looks good. He's pretty much back. He's still a little bit bothered by that injury. He's not 100% over that, and so we've been pretty limited with his reps. Mainly just have him out there throwing, you know, on air or in drills and individual work. I'm not getting any team reps at this point until we're 100% on that foot to really push off of it and explode. So just being a little careful with that until he's all the way back. But otherwise, he looks pretty good. And it's, you know, he has the best command of the offense of those guys, but just not all the way there physically yet.
What is it about Taysom that inspires so much confidence in his teammates?
You know what? One, it's just the way he carries himself. You know, everybody just buys in and believes that you know, we can win every game with him back there. And then seeing the way he's playing, he's kind of backed it up with his performance. And you know, he's not a guy that gets rattled. I mean, he goes in first play. You know, he's sharp. The nerves don't get to him, and so he can start fast, play well. And everybody knows with number four in there, we have a great opportunity to win every game.
Coach, Bronco seems like he's really high on Tanner Mangum. How confident are you if at some point he has to take over the team?
You know, Tanner's very talented. It's just a matter of getting him up to speed mentally. And so he's making nice strides. He's progressing. And it's just a day by day, you know, until his number's called that we'll be continuing to do that. But, you know, when you watch him out there, he can sling the ball. I mean, he throws it, throws it really well. And he works really hard. Same thing, he kind of has a great leadership, and guys just buy into him and you know, can see that. So it's just a matter of getting him up to speed knowledge-wise. Obviously, worst case, you know, we'd have to simplify a little more with what he does best at this point. But his future is, you know, bright. Because he is very talented, and you know, we're fortunate because the young guys we have, you know, Bo Hodge too, and even Coy, man, they're talented guys. So it's a great spot for me to be in, just get them going. And fortunately, we have really good young players here.
Would the offense have to change like it did last year if you do have to go to Tanner? Would you have to change that approach?
Yeah, we'll have to. He'd be more like Stu, you know, more of a pocket guy. Can still do some things on the run, but yeah, we'd obviously limit that much more than we would with Taysom. But yeah, he can sling it around from the pocket. So we just play to that strength much more.
Is the offense more confident because you've already gone through it once? If you had to do that, just more confident in the fact that you can?
Yeah, and as well as I think we have a lot of young players who have kind of emerged last year, especially after Taysom went down. You know, when Taysom went down, there was kind of that void, and in those next few weeks, a lot of players stepped up. Besides just Christian, you know, it was a lot of the different guys on the team had to step up to help fill that void, and because of that, now as an offense, we're playing at a little higher level, and then, you know, if something were to happen, then they'd have more confidence in being able to fall back on that success we had last year.
Can you speak to the challenges of preparing for a first game against an opponent with a new coach and just what goes into that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be a little more basic with your game planning. Just because you don't know exactly what you can get from them. Obviously, you look back at the Oregon State film and think it will be similar with the, you know, the head coach and defensive coordinator both going to Nebraska. But you just kind of prepare a little more generally with the quarterbacks, keeping your reads just more, you know, basic and consistent instead of really game planning and dialing in on small, you know, things that you pick up through film. So just keeping it a little more basic that way. Obviously, looking at their spring game, you know, Oregon State stuff from last year, and then just keeping our general principles and rules as far as reads and progressions go.
Are you going to be in the box this year and Robert on the field?
Yeah, same plan that way.
Do you like that? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, either way, I've done both. But I do enjoy being up there because you can see everything. And then I'm able to communicate that, you know, especially with the QBs after each drive and then to Coach and I during, you know, the series between plays.
You guys are used to it with Texas, the noise and everything, but is that going to be a factor at all, the crowd?
You know, no, I think we'll be fine because we've had so many guys that have been there and been in it. We're not breaking in too many inexperienced players that you just don't know about. Remember last year, you know, even though UConn is not, you know, the same, but Texas, I guess, week two. You know, you had some young guys, Juergens and, you know, Colby Pearson and Terry, you know, the Tijon. They just didn't know exactly how they're going to respond in that kind of atmosphere. But all those guys have been through it. And so, yeah, I don't think it will be an issue. We'll be pretty confident going in.
Coach R, I came late. What problems does Nebraska pose to you guys?
Well, no problems. Just, you know, it's just a matter of being decisive, being smart, making our reads and decisions quick, and getting the ball out. They are a big physical team. That's kind of the strength of their, you know, both sides of the ball. And then they have a good secondary, a lot of players in the secondary. So we need to throw it on time and be decisive there so we don't let their good players, you know, make any plays on us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tim.